प्रणिताय की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सा पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नष्ट की सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड Prayers by the demigods. Text number 28. Tam eko evasya sato prasutis. Tam sannidhanam tam anugrahasya. तन्मयया संवृत चेतसस्तम् पश्यन्ति नाना न विपश्चितये तं एक एवास्य सत प्रसूते तं सन्निधानं तन् अनुग्रहश्च तन्मयया संभृत चेतसस्तम् पश्यन्ति नाना न विपश्चितये तम् एकैवास्य सत प्रसूते तं सन्निधानं तम् अनुग्रहश्च तन्मयया संवृत चेत सत्यम् तन्मयया संवृत चेत सस्तम् पश्यन्ति नाना न विपश्चितये
Matajis.
तम यू ओ लॉर्ड एक बीइंग वन विदाउट अ सेकंड यू आर एवरीथिंग एवा इंडीड अस्य सतः ऑफ दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन नाउ विजिबल प्रसूति द ओरिजिनल सोर्स तम योर लॉर्डशिप Sannidhanam, the conservation of all such energy, when everything is annihilated. Tam, your lordship, Anugrahacha, and the maintainer. Tatmaya, by your illusory external energy. Sangbrita Chetasa, those whose intelligence is covered by such illusory energy. Tam unto you. Pasanti, observe. Nana, many varieties. Na, not. Vipaschitaha, learned scholars or devotees. Ye, who are. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The efficient cause of this material world, manifested with its many varieties as the original tree, is you, O Lord. You are also the maintainer of this material world, and after annihilation, you are the one in whom everything is conserved. Those who are covered by your external energy cannot see you behind this manifestation, but theirs is not the vision of learned devotees. Please repeat. The efficient cause of this material world, manifested with its many varieties, as the original tree is you, O Lord. You are also the maintainer of this material world. After annihilation, you are the one in whom everything is conserved. Those who are covered by your external energy cannot see you behind this manifestation, but theirs is not the vision of learned devotees. Purport. Various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are supposed to be the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. But actually they are not. The fact is that everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifested in varieties of energy. Ekam eva dityam brahma. There is no second existence. Those who are truly viposchit, learned, are those who have reached the platform of understanding and observing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition of life. Premanjana churita bhakti vilechanena santa sadaiva hidayeshu vilakayanti. Learned devotees accept even condition of distress as representing the presence of the Supreme Lord. When a devotee is in distress, he sees that Lord has appeared as distress just to relieve or purify the devotees from the contamination of the material world. While one is within the material world, one is in various conditions. Therefore, a devotee sees conditions of distress as but another feature of the Lord. Tatte anukampam sisumikshamana. A devotee therefore regards distress as a great favor of the Lord, because he understands that he is being cleansed of contamination. Tesham aham sanudhrita mrityu saṃsāra sāgarat. The appearance of distress is a negative process intended to give the devotee relief from this material world, which is called mrityu saṃsāra, or the constant repetition of birth and death. To save a surrendered soul from repeated birth and death, the Lord purifies him of contamination by offering him a little distress. This cannot be understood by a non-devotee, but a devotee can see this because he is viposchit or learned. A non-devotee therefore is perturbed in distress, but a devotee welcomes distress as another feature of the Lord. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. A devotee can actually see that there is only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no second entity. Ekam eva dityam. There is only the Lord who presents himself in different energies. Persons who are not in real knowledge think that Brahma is the creator, Vishnu the maintainer, and Shiva the annihilator, and that the different demigods are intended to fulfill diverse purposes. Thus, they create diverse purposes and worship various demigods to have these purposes fulfilled. Kamastasya hitajnana prapadyante anna devata. A devotee, however, knows that these various demigods are but different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that these parts need not to be worshipped. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, je opi anna devata bhaktya jajante saddhayan vitaha te opi mam evam kanteya jajanti avidhi purvakam. Whenever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. There is no need to worship the demigods, for this is avidhi, not in order. Simply by surrendering oneself at the lotus feet of Krishna, one can completely discharge one's duties. There is no need to worship various deities or demigods. These various divinities are observed by the murhas, fools, who are bewildered by the three modes of material nature. Trivir, Gunamayir, Bhavir, Evi Sarvam Idam Jagat. Such fools cannot understand that the real source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mohitam Nivijanati Mam Yabhya Param Abhayam. Not being disturbed by the Lord's various features, one should concentrate upon and worship the Supreme Lord. Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. This should be the guiding principle of one's life. Mukam Kurati Bachalam Pangulangaita Gring Jatripata Mahambande Sri Gurudina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam. Hare Krishna. So we are in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto is the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this chapter, the second chapter of the 10th canto, the prayers of the demigods in the womb of Devaki. Krishna is in the womb of Devaki, so demigods are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada has written a beautiful purport on today's verse, a long purport. So this purport can be divided into three categories. The first section, Prabhupada is talking about Krishna is the source of everything. Second section talks about how the devotees take distress in this material world. And the last section, Prabhupada is emphasizing the point, there is no need to worship anyone else other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll try to elaborate these three themes which are very nicely put into the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we all have a tendency to know who is the original source. Everybody has the tendency. Everybody is searching who or what is the origin. Prabhupada used to say the scientists, the non-believers of God, the spiritualists, they are all searching for the same truth, the absolute truth, who is the source of everything. There is no difference in that endeavor. But the devotees of the Lord, they know without much difficulty who is the source, because Lord Brahma, the creator of this material universe, has described that in his Brahma Sanghita. Isvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And Brahma is not an ordinary living entity. So Brahma was created by Lord Himself without any ordinary sexual intercourse of this material world. He was created from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu at the Garbhodak ocean. And while Brahma was created, so Brahma was moving upward and downward of the stem of the lotus which was manifested from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Brahma was bewildered what to do, because everything is dark, nothing is visible. He was confused what to do in his life. Not able to see anything, not able to understand what to do. Then he heard the word, ta pa, ta pa. So therefore, hearing is very powerful. The original living entity Brahma started his activity through the process of hearing. And what was the instruction? Do austerity. So austerity is the foundational principle of human society. Sense enjoyment. He was not instructed to enjoy the senses. He was instructed to do austerity. So Brahma started his austerity. And what is the purpose of austerity? And what is austerity? Austerity is very simple. Naturally, the senses are attracted to the sense objects. Dhayate vishayan pungso sangaste sipujayate. Sangas sangjayate kamo kamat krudhivijayate. Krudhat bhavati sammoha sammoha siti vibhrama. Siti bhangshat buddhi nasa buddhi nasat pranashati. So naturally, the senses are attracted to the sense object. You don't have to try for that. Because we have practiced it since time immemorial. So naturally, we have developed that attraction. We don't have to do sadhana bhakti for that. We already achieved the level of raganuga bhakti for sense objects. Natural attraction. But now, we are trying to shift that attraction to another object. That object is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we try to divert the senses from the sense object to the master of the senses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is known as austerity. And that is also defined as bhakti. Sarvupadi vinir muktam tatparatana nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Bhakti is also a very simple process. What is bhakti? Engaging the senses in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is the master of the senses. But naturally we cannot do that because we are strongly attracted to the sense objects. So therefore that is known as austerity. Sadhana bhakti. We don't like to do that. Mind will not allow to do that. Mind will always dictate us to be attracted to the sense object. But by our intelligence, we have to tell no to the mind and try to engage the senses in the service of the Lord. That process is known as austerity. So Brahma did severe austerity, and by that austerity, he got realization. And after realization, he got revelation. There are three levels of knowledge. Acquired knowledge, realized knowledge, and revealed knowledge. So Brahma could see the spiritual world by the purity he achieved through austerity. That is the perfection of our life. We can see things as it is. So generally, we accumulate information, but that information is not enough to perfect our life. Information is very easily available. Spiritual life is not gathering information. Spiritual life is all about transformation. So information anybody can give, anybody can get by hearing, by reading, by going to Google. We can get all the information. But that is not going to change our life. Information cannot change our life. So, transformation of the heart, that will bring change in our life. So, Brahma's heart was transformed. And that transformation took place not by information, but by practice of that information. So, therefore, hearing is very important. But after hearing, we have to contemplate. Prabhupada used to say, every day morning we should hear and whole day we should contemplate on those hearing and practice the essential principle of those hearing into life. So when practice is there, then slowly, slowly realization will come. And when realization is complete, then we'll get revelation. We can see things as it is. So Brahma achieved that level. And he could see the spiritual world as it is. Divya Gyan, Hriday Prakashit, it was manifested in the heart of Brahma. And Brahma could see. And on that platform, Brahma started writing Brahma Sanghita. Chinta mani prakara sadma sukalpa briksha laksha vitesha suravir abhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra satasambhrama sevyamanam Govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. So he's not writing by his poetic expertise, by his expert knowledge of grammar. He was writing by seeing things. That's why Brahma Sanghita is revealed knowledge. It's not an information. So therefore, in order to see things, we have to come to the level of revelation, revealed knowledge. Then we can achieve perfection in our life and can enter into the spiritual world. Second point, Prabhupada is trying to mention, and Prabhupada is also mentioning that Krishna is the source of everything. What is the source? He is the source of everything. This, our body is made of earth, water, fire, air and ether, and also false mind, intelligence and false ego. Gross element and subtle element. So where from is coming? Bhumi rapu analo bayu khangmana buddhi revacha ahankaro iti yangme bhinna prakriti rastada. So all these eight elements are coming from the Supreme Personality of God. Then what is their soul? Soul is coming from where? Krishna. What is the sloka Krishna is mentioning that? Mamai bangsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So that soul is also coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all these material elements coming from Krishna. The soul is coming from Krishna. Then what is the source of the demigods? Om Adivir Devanam. Krishna is the source of all the demigods. And who is the source of Vishnu? Krishna is also the source of Vishnu. So in that way, Krishna is the source of everything. That's why Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arshav Vritya. Only Krishna is the master. Everybody else is the servant, including Balaram. Prabhupada is talking in the lecture. Everybody has that service mood, servant. So only Krishna is the master. Everybody else is created to serve that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the message Prabhupada is giving in the first section of the purport. Then Prabhupada is telling what is the mood of a devotee in this material world. So this world is the world of duality. Right? There is happiness, there is distress. There is heat and there is cold. Bombay is experiencing little cold today. Heat and cold. Victory, defeat. So this world is world of duality. And our happiness is conditioned by this duality of this material world. When the situations are favorable according to my mind, I am happy. And when situations are unfavorable according to our mind, we are in distress. So our happiness is controlled by the dualities of this world. And that's why you are entangled in this world since time immemorial. But Prabhupada is writing in the purport, right, quoting a very favorite verse of him also, that when a devotee is in distress, what is his mood? What kind of mood he should have? So we'll describe that point through an analysis. So I'll try to analyze that there are five different levels of human beings in this material world. The first level of human being, when he is in happy condition, he does not recognize why he is in happy condition. And when problem comes, some difficulty comes, he starts complaining. Why it happened to me? Why it happened to me? I am a good man. I have not done anything wrong. Why I am in distress? So happy time, no reaction. Take it granted. And when difficulty comes, complaint begins. So there was a king. He was a very charitable king. And every day he used to go to the roof of his palace and he used to distribute so many things to the citizens. And every day the citizen used to come and take the charity and go away. Not looking up also. Just see and fighting also who will get what. Okay. And get the charity and goes away. Every day. So king started thinking that I am giving this charity every day. What to talk of appreciating? They do not look up also who is giving it. They are busy collecting it, not recognizing where from it is coming. So he was very disturbed. So he approached a sadhu. What to do? What to do? I am giving so much charity, but citizens are not recognizing at all. Then the sadhu gave a different idea how he can be recognized. So next day, instead of giving charity, throwing different things from the roof, they started throwing stones. Instead of things, they started throwing stones on the citizens. And when the stones were thrown, they were very angry, looking at us, who is throwing, why? Why instead of good things, why stones are thrown on our body? Then king was recognized. So when stones are thrown, king is recognized. In the same way, the Lord is the king of the whole creation. When good things happen in our life, we don't recognize it. But when bad thing happens, we start complaining, why is happening in my life? As if the good situation is our birthright and bad situation is because of the Lord. Lord is the cause of my distress. And people complain also, why the Lord has created this world? Why Lord has put us into this difficulty of birth, death, old age and disease? Why is that? Lord is merciful. He should put us into very beautiful condition. He is enjoying life in the spiritual world, but he has put us into difficult condition. Complain. Why? Why? When difficulty comes. Good times, no appreciation. That is the lowest level, fifth level of consciousness. Then come to the fourth level of consciousness. So in this, when good time comes, they thank God. And when bad time comes, they complain. So reaction according to the situation. Good times, thank you my Lord. You have given me so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate. And when bad time comes, why? Complain. Complain is the cancer of the mind. And as long as complaint will be there, we will be implicated in this material world. This subtle disease of complaint is the binding force of the conditioned soul into this material world. So therefore, we have to be free from this cancer. We all have complaint in life. Small things, complain. Why? Because mind is not satisfied. Mind is not satisfied. Prabhupada used to say, complaint means lack of Krishna consciousness. Whenever he used to get letter about complaint, it shows the spiritual practice of the temple is not so good. That's why so much complain. So complaint means dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction means lack of Krishna consciousness. Nobody can disturb us except our mind. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, nobody can disturb us except our mind. So complaint means mind is disturbed. And complaints start. So there are three cancers of the mind. Compare, then complain, then criticize. These are three cancers. We always compare. Comparison. He is getting it, I am not getting it. He is in good situation, I am not in good situation. Always compare. People are not happy what they have. Rather, people are unhappy what they don't have. That is the nature of this world. Hiranyakashipu was the king of the whole universe, still he was not happy. External achievements, external situation cannot make us happy at any condition of life. But mind will say like that, if I can become like that, I'll be happy. Right? Expectations. If he behaves with me like this, I'll be happy. He should talk to me like this, I'll be happy. Expectations. Our happiness is too much controlled by our expectations. But expectations lead to frustrations, not satisfaction. Because we are giving the control of our emotion to somebody else who is not in our control. So, how our mind will be in control, sir? Not possible. So therefore, Pingala prostitute is telling, Asahi param dukhyam, naidasya param sukham. Expectation is the cause of our suffering. We are in distress because we have expectation. Lot of expectations. I give the example also. Everybody, a man is expecting a wife who will be all the divine qualities like Sita Devi. All divine qualities. But he forgets that he is a Ravana. He is not a Ram. He is a Ravana, but he expects a wife like Sita Devi. And the girl or the lady, they also want a husband like Lord Ram. All the divine qualities will be there like Ram. But she forgets that she is not Sita, she is Surpanakha. We have to understand who we are. And accordingly we should have our expectations. There is nothing wrong to have expectations, but we should have reasonable expectations. At least start with that. Sadhana bhakti means expectation should be reasonable. We cannot be free from expectation at the sadhaka level because we are not so pure. But we should come to that level of no expectations. But when we are at the sadhaka level, at least we should have reasonable expectation, and that should be also flexible. When reality comes, the gap between reality and expectation is the cause of frustration. And the gap is very high in this world, in the modern society. That's why most of the people are frustrated. Because expectation is very high, reality is something different. So therefore, we should have reasonable expectations. And that reasonable expectations will be there in our life when we have our good association. Good association makes our expectation reasonable. So therefore, good association is very, very important. So the fourth level of consciousness is, when there is good time, thank God, and bad time, complain. Then come to the third level. Third level is very important level, and that is the foundation for our spiritual journey to take off. That is very, very good, important foundation, and that is the foundation of equal vision. Matras versus the Kanteya, Sitasna Sukadakada, Agama Paina Nittas, Tang Titiksasha, Bharata. We have to tolerate. Tolerance is the quality to be cultivated and developed in our character in order to take off in our journey to the spiritual world. Unless that platform we achieve, is very difficult to fly. Very difficult. So you have to tolerate. Why you have to tolerate? Because that is a knowledge. Because this world is temporary. Everything is temporary, including our happiness and distress. A man is knowledge, is not become happy when there is some little nice weather. He knows he's not going to stay for long. After winter, summer will come. And he's not disturbed in summer because he knows this is also not going to be permanent. It's going to change. This world is the world of change. A man in knowledge does not take anything of this world seriously, because he's always changing. This world is world of changing. Something is very, very important today, But tomorrow that can be totally irrelevant in our life. So therefore, a devotee in knowledge does not take any situation of this world very seriously. He tolerates. So when some happiness comes, he does not become very overwhelmed. Oh, such a happy condition, because he knows this is not going to stay. And when some problematic situation comes, he is not disturbed, because he also knows he is not going to stay for a long time. So he is equipoised both in happiness and distress, both in victory and loss, both in heat and cold. In every condition of life, a devotee is equipoised. That is a very, very important platform. Tolerate. We have to tolerate the situations of this world. And Prabhupada's right. The greatness of a person has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. Prabhupada is defining who is a great person, who is great. Who thinks who is great, who has achieved something great in this world. He is not great. Prabhupada is giving a complete different definition. Who is a great person? A great person will be tested when he is in difficult condition. That is the test. So, Prabhupada is telling, this statement is very, very important. The greatness of a person has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. When provoking situations will come, how he is responding? He is reacting or responding? A person with high caliber will not react to the condition of life. He will respond to the condition of life and be peaceful in any condition of life. That is the symptom of a great person. So you have to tolerate many categories of situations of life. So I will try to give four varieties where we should tolerate. One is tolerating the urges of the body. Is known as beg sahishnuta. Second is, we have to tolerate the dualities of this world. That is known as danda sahishnuta. Third category of tolerance is, we have to tolerate the opinion of others, which is known as paramat sahishnuta. And fourth one, we have to tolerate the prosperity of others, that is known as para utkarsa sahishnuta. There are four categories of tolerance you have to cultivate in our life to have a smooth journey. So there are different kinds of urges in our body. According to Bhagavad Gita, three urges. Urges of the lust, anger and greed. And according to Nectar of Instruction, there are six urges. That has to be tolerated. We can discuss in detail. Time is limited. We will not go into detail on the discussion. But you have to tolerate the urges of the body and the mind. Second, we have to tolerate the dualities of this world. This world is world of duality. We have to tolerate that. We discussed that just now. Then third one is, we have to tolerate the opinion of others. Very, very important. Because Kali Yuga is the Yuga of quarrel. Kalaha. For small issues we fight. The Kali Yuga is characterized by hypocrisy, quarrel, then revolution, and then independence. That is the quality of Kali Yuga. Most of the people in Kali Yuga are hypocrite by nature. What is the meaning of hypocrisy? Something is inside and something is outside. Acting. Because we see so many acting in the movie, so we also act. So acting is the platform of Kali Yuga. We don't reveal what is inside. Something is inside and something is outside. Hare Krishna Prabhu, you are so nice, but inside he is a fool. We glorify at the front and behind all kinds of rubbish we talk. But who is a Vaishnava who glorifies at the back? And if he wants to give feedback, he gives feedback directly. No backbiting. That is a symptom of a Vaishnava. That is called simplicity. Vaishnavism means simplicity. Saralatai Vaishnavata, Bhaktivinoda Tagore has said. What is the fundamental quality of a devotee? He should be simple. Simple means we should not think he's a fool. People think like, who is simple? Fools are simple. That is the concept in Kali Yuga. Who becomes sadhu? Who cannot do anything? He becomes sadhu. One father came to me many years back. Prabhuji, I have 2 sons. My first son is doing okay, he's doing BTEC. But younger son is not doing okay. Please take him into the, to your ashram. Means who cannot perform anywhere, he becomes sadhu. Right? So that is the concept. Intelligent people should become BTEC. But the most intelligent person becomes the brahmana, the sadhus. Totally opposite in Kali Yuga. Who is considered most intelligent? Who is the fools? They are considered most intelligent. That is a symptom of Kali Yuga. So we have to tolerate the opinion of others. So unless we tolerate each other, it's very difficult to stay together. Prabhupada used to say, when you stay together, there will be difference of opinion. But we have to learn how to tolerate each other. That's also very deep topic to be discussed in detail. Because of limitation of time, we cannot discuss further. And the fourth category of tolerance is, we have to tolerate the prosperity of others. Who is an advanced devotee? An advanced devotee is that devotee when he becomes very happy and jubilant by seeing the prosperity, success of his juniors and always ready to help him to make him more advanced. That is the quality of an advanced devotee. But generally what happens? If you see somebody moving in a upward direction, we try to pull him down. We cannot tolerate the prosperity of others. But if you want to pull somebody down, then you also come down. Bhakti Charumara is giving the example. It's a very good example he was giving. If someone is climbing on the stairs, if someone wants to pull him down, who comes down first? The person who is pulling him down. But if someone helps him to go up, he goes down or what? He also goes up. We think in order to be up, we have to pull somebody down. That is the nature of this world. Because position is limited, candidates are more. In a temple, only one position of president and many candidates may be there. So how we can be president if that president does not go away? So politics begins. But spiritual world is not like that. The position of pure devotee is unlimited. Anybody can become pure devotee. And in order to become a pure devotee, you don't have to remove a pure devotee to get that position. Rather, you have to take shelter of that pure devotee to become pure devotee. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness and that is the beauty of the spiritual world. So therefore, we have to understand what is the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to become pure devotee. Prema Pumartha Mahan, Mahaprabhu has taught us. But sometimes, most of the time, we forget that goal. And we become caught up in our organizational hierarchy and forgetting our real spiritual hierarchy. Hierarchy is very, very important, but we have to take the process by which we can achieve the top of our spiritual hierarchy. And what is the spiritual hierarchy? Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. So in order to achieve Prema Bhakti, we have to catch hold the lotus feet of a Premik Bhakta. Otherwise, you cannot achieve that platform. And that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. But always we become envious. At least stop envying, tolerate. Don't become happy, it's okay. The symptom of advanced devotee, they become very, very happy by seeing the progress of others. At least don't become disturbed. Tolerate. Tolerate. And slowly, slowly, when you tolerate, then slowly, slowly you can develop the mood of becoming happy also. And that is the spiritual platform. In the spiritual platform, people are very happy. Devotees are very happy seeing others are doing well. That is a symptom of spiritual world. Mahaprabhu showed that when Mahaprabhu was glorifying one devotee, other devotee was jubilant to hear that glorification. And they want to hear again and again, more and more, more and more. Right? But we don't do like that. We always try to see faults. Always see faults. And that's why we are not progressing in Krishna consciousness. Again, I'll narrate very quickly. There are five different levels of vision. You want to hear that? Very important. Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport, in his writings, that fifth level, there are five levels. Fifth level of, at the fifth level, a person only sees bad in others. He cannot see good. He only sees bad in others. That's the fifth level. Fourth level, a person sees both good and bad, but he ignores the good and magnifies the bad. Fourth level. Third level, the person sees both good and bad equally. Second level, a person sees both good and bad, but ignores the bad and magnifies the good. And the top level, Mahabhagavat level, he cannot see anything bad. He only sees good. The number of devotees at the fifth level and number of devotees at the top level is very rare. Most of us fall into this three. Second, third, fourth. So we should quickly come from the platform from fourth to at least third level and go to the second level. When we are at the platform of second level, then spiritual community becomes very, very vibrant and you can experience the flavor of the spiritual world in that community. And that platform is a devotee can see both good and bad, but he ignores the bad and magnifies the good. And that is a very good platform. So we have to come to that platform and then we can be happy in Krishna consciousness. But before that, we should at least tolerate. Tolerate the prosperity of others. That is the fourth level of tolerance. Then the third level we have discussed, they are equipoised both in good and bad. So it's a formula. What is the formula? It's a formula of CAR. C-A-R. Please remember, this platform is characterized by this acronym CAR. If we enter into this CAR, we will not be unaffected in this world. We will be unaffected in this world. Nothing can affect us. What is that CAR formula? C. C means change the changeable. A, accept the unchangeable. And R, rise above the unchangeable. We spend a lot of time to change the unchangeable and become frustrated. Certain things cannot be changed. Most of the things cannot be changed. But we spend our time, days, months to change the unchangeable and become frustrated. The first lesson in our life is to know what is changeable and what is unchangeable. And to know that, you need a proper bona fide guru in your life who can guide you to know who is what is unchangeable and what is unchangeable. So we should focus on our life to change the unchangeable and rise above the unchangeable. Then we have a wonderful car to have our wonderful journey to the spiritual world. And that is the level of tolerance. So then go to the second level. What is spoken here by Prabhupada? Second level is spoken by Prabhupada. Prabhupada is telling the purport what a devotee does. When he is in distress, he does not get disturbed or he does not tolerate only. What he does? He expresses his joy to Krishna. My dear God, thank you very much for giving me this distress. And he is the person eligible. Brahma is praying. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it will come. Brahma is praying, who is eligible to enter into the spiritual world? When someone is in distress and thank God. That platform is the platform to enter into the spiritual world. And Prabhupada is writing in the purport, why? The Lord puts devotees into difficulty, why? Because even if the devotee is surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their desires are still there. We may not involve in sinful activity, but desire to enjoy this world is very, very difficult to be uprooted. Because it's a very deep-rooted thing, desire to enjoy. So as long as desire will be there, we cannot be out of this material world. So in order to purify that desire, Krishna intentionally puts into the devotee into difficulty according to their level of attachment to make himself detached from this world. That is the personal act of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It should not be taken as a sinful reaction. When someone is fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no sinful reaction. Because Krishna takes control of his life directly. But even Krishna puts him into difficulty to purify him. Just like if you give a piece of gold to a goldsmith, the goldsmith will check that gold is the real gold or not. So what he does? He puts that gold into acid. It's a purificatory thing to check the gold is pure or not. In the same way, Guru offers the devotee to the lotus feet of Krishna. That devotee is like a gold and Krishna is the goldsmith. Definitely he will check that this devotee is real gold or not. You know, to check that, Krishna puts that devotee into the acid. Acid is not pleasant. It's not water. It's not a nice warm bath in the morning. It's a very painful experience. Why he does that? To check whether he is real gold or not. How will test it? When devotee will be put in difficulty, what will be the reaction? So if he complains, rejected. So you are not fit. You are not pure gold. Because you are reacting. You are complaining. My dear Lord, so many people are doing so many activities. I am chanting the holy name for so many years. Still I am into difficulty. What kind of justice? Then you are, stay here. And continue your complaint. You are not successful in the exam. So, the success of the exam will be approved when a devotee at that condition will thank God, my dear Lord, thank you very much. I would have deserved more, but you have given me less difficulty. And when he has that kind of mood, then he is eligible to enter into the spiritual world according to Brahma. And that has been shown by devotees. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was into that difficulty, in 7 days he'll be killed by the snake bite. He didn't complain. Rather, he thanked God, my dear God, you have appeared in front of me. You have mercifully appeared in front of me. Dijo sapa rupam. You have appeared in the form of the cards of the Brahmana boy. So, Parikshit Maharaj did not see the cards. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead behind that curse. That's why Parikshit Maharaj is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why Parikshit Maharaj was chosen by Krishna to reveal Bhagavatam through him. Because he's a pure gold. He's a pure devotee. So he showed how a pure devotee reacts in difficult situation. He could have counteracted. You should not think that Parikshit Maharaj did not have the power to counteract the curse of Sringi. He was very, very powerful king. But he did not do that because he is intelligent, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. He understood that this is the desire of the Supreme Personality of God. And he also understood that I can counteract, but does not mean I will not die. I am born, I have to die. Jatasai dhruvam mittur, dhruvam janma mitasacha. A devotee knows. Prabhupada said, a cat will die, the dog will die, everyone will die, but one who dies knowing Krishna is a successful death. Everybody will die. But The pure devotee immediately understands the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indication is given. And he knew that I have got 7 days notice now. But in the future, I may not get that notice. That is called intelligence. So a pure devotee always takes everything as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and prepares himself in that spirit. And Krishna gives unlimited blessings to the devotee. And that person is a rightful person to enter into the spiritual world. So Haridas Thakur also was the same. He was put into too much difficulty, tremendous difficulty, but he never complained. Rather he prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for those who are giving him trouble. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered by Nrisimhadev what benediction he wanted, he said, "My dear Lord, please forgive my father and give him deliverance from this material world." That is the state of mind of a pure devotee. It's a very advanced level. And then top level is the level of Kunti Devi, where he is not only thanking God, she is more advanced. She is praying to the Lord, "My dear Lord, whatever calamities happen in my life, give those calamities again and again, again and again, again and again in my life." You may think, what kind of prayer is this? People get scared. But for a pure devotee, there is no calamity in this world. There's only one calamity when Krishna is not there in their life. That is the greatest calamity. So in the greatest calamity of Kunti Devi, Krishna was there. Now she was put in a very wonderful situation, being her son to be the king, emperor of the whole world. Everything was very nice, but Krishna was leaving them. And that was the greatest calamity for Kunti Devi. That's why she prayed, "My dear Lord, what is the use of this kingdom? What is the use of all these facilities if you are not there?" That is the greatest calamity. Rather, I prefer those calamities come again and again, because during those calamities, you are there with us. For a devotee, they don't want anything else in this world. They only want Krishna's presence in their life. And that is the safest condition we can have in this world. And Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, the only safe place is to take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. When you take that shelter, there is no question of any calamity in this world. So you have to take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when you take shelter of this holy name, no calamity of this world can disturb us. No calamity of this world can make us into difficult situation, because holy name is the protector, holy name is the maintainer, and holy name will do everything for all of us. Because Mahaprabhu has declared, "Yaha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar." If you take shelter of the holy name, everything will be achieved. And that is the guarantee given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our duty is to take shelter of that holy name, then everything will be all right in our life. But if you don't take shelter of that holy name, nothing will be all right in our life. And that is the lesson Prabhupada is trying to convey in his purport today. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. No time for question answer, huh? Already up, no? 5 minutes, 3-4 minutes, if you have any question.
Hare Krishna Guruji, thank you very much for very nice class. My question is that when devotee get that intelligence by which he can see the situation around him as a mercy of Lord, just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was able to see, with his intelligence, he was able to take the decision not to counteract and anything.
So how to get that intelligence?
Yes.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Tesang satat yuktanang bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jyogam tam janamam upajanti te." This verse explains, I give that intelligence by which you can come to me. And when he gives that intelligence? Very simple. Tesang satat yuktanang bhajatam pritipurvakam. You have to be engaged in his loving devotional service 24 hours a day. तेसांग सतत युक्तानांग भजताम प्रीतिपूर्वकम. यू एंगेज इन इज डिवोशनल सर्विस विथ लव, प्रीतिपूर्वक, नॉट ए मैकेनिकल डिवोशनल सर्विस. ओ मंगला आरती जाना है, चलो, जपा करना है करो, सुनना है सुनो, ऐसे नहीं होगा. वी हैव टू चैंट विथ लव, वी हैव टू अटेंड प्रोग्राम्स विथ लव, वी हैव टू गिव योर हार्ट. कृष्ण डजंट वांट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम यू. मैकेनिकल थिंग विल नॉट गिव यू इंटेलिजेंस. दैट्स व्हाई कृष्ण इज टेलिंग प्रीतिपूर्वकम. वी हैव टू डू इट विथ लव. एंड हाउ लॉन्ग? 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Nityam. Nityam means 24 hours a day. When you are engaged like that, Krishna will give you that intelligence. Otherwise, what to do? You need a guru. Even if you are at a sadhaka level, you can get guidance from him also. Okay? Please. Hindi wale, udhar kuch hai? Krishna hai apka? ट्रांसलेशन ठीक से हुआ? वो बोलेंगे, आप कैसे बोलेंगे?
हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. इन प्रीवियस वर्स कृष्णा ब्लेसेज योग माया दैट यू विल बी वर्शिप्ड इन द ह्यूमन वर्ल्ड. नो एंड इवन
यू शुड आस्क क्वेश्चन ऑन टुडेज क्लास. यू शुड आस्क क्वेश्चन व्हाट आई स्पोक टुडे. इफ यू हैव क्वेश्चन इन द प्रीवियस क्लास.
नो, इट इज रिलेटेड टू दिस ओनली.
ओके.
देन योग माया इज वर्शिप्ड थ्रू आउट इंडिया. So how and Krishna also allowed animal sacrifice for her. So here it is said that you should worship only Krishna, but Krishna himself says that you can worship Yogmaya in various forms and even offer animal sacrifice. This is not reconcilable, I think.
It's very easy. Krishna sanctions whatever you desire. That's why you're in this world. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. That's why Krishna created this world to enjoy. But Krishna doesn't want this. We want this. So we want to worship other gods. That's why Krishna has created a facility to worship. But what he wants that he should be only object of worship is Krishna. But we don't want that. So Krishna has arranged something so that we can worship someone. We can worship the cricket hero. We can worship music hero. We can worship other heroes. But the real hero is Krishna. When you forget that real hero, we worship other heroes. Everybody should be respected, but only one person should be worshipped. That is Krishna.
But what about animal sacrifice that is sanctioned?
That is not the topic today. We'll discuss personally.
Okay.
Prabhuji, whatever difficulties we get in life, they can either be due to our past karma, or after surrender, Krishna gives us those difficulties to purify us. So how do we know that we have completely surrendered and now whatever is happening, it is because of Lord Krishna and not because of my karma? Whatever difficulties, whatever material difficulties I need to tolerate at this point of time, those difficulties are given by Krishna. So what is that point of surrender? Just following the four regulative principles of Srila Prabhupada means that I have completely surrendered, or the level of surrender is even higher than that?
Okay. So full surrender means attaining the level of Prema Bhakti.
Okay.
So Prema Bhakti means what is love of Godhead? Somebody asks. Very difficult because you don't know. That's why if someone has eaten Rasmalai, anybody needs that explanation how tasteful it is? Who has not tasted Rasmalai, he needs explanation. Why we need explanation what is love of Godhead? Because we don't have any experience. So why we need explanation who is completely surrendered? Because you don't have that experience. So Prabhupada, someone has asked Prabhupada, what is the symptom of love of Godhead? He said, now the way you are attracted by the opposite sex, when that attraction will come for Krishna, that is love of Godhead. Okay? So when you have the spontaneous attraction to Krishna, then you are at the full surrender level. Otherwise, it's a mixed surrender. So it can be, reaction can be from our karma, reaction can be from our surrender, partial surrender, and reaction can be by Krishna himself directly, depending on the level of our surrender. But we have to suffer. There is no question of problem-free life in this world. Devotees think like that. If I become devotee, no problem. Prabhuji, so much problem. Chant Hare Krishna, thinking that problem will go away. Never go away. Problem will remain, whether you are a devotee or not a devotee. But when you are in a pure platform, you know how to handle the problem. Problem will not change. Birth, death, old age and disease, adibhautik, adidoibik, adiatmik, everything will remain. But someone who is in a spiritual platform, he will not be disturbed by that. Because he has taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And more advancement, more trouble in life. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay. Quickly.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, how do we practice the art of being equipoised? Because at our sadhaka level, we face so many problems like complain, as you said, criticism. And we many times go to trauma, under trauma. So how do we practice this art? Also, with this, we can help ourselves in devotional service. Like even we are chanting, our mind is running so fast. So how to handle the situations?
Krishna has spoken very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. We should read Bhagavad Gita again and again. Krishna has spoken three kinds of austerity. Austerity of the body, austerity of the mind, and austerity of the speech. So you are talking about the mind. So Krishna has spoken how to make mind peaceful. Satisfaction of the mind is very, very important to be equipoised. So how mind will be satisfied? Prabhupada is telling two do's and one don't. What are the two do's? One do is that mind should always be thinking how to do good to others. Mind should be always thinking how I can help others. First do. Second do, mind should be always absorbed in hearing the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are two do's. And don't engage the mind in thinking of sense gratification. Withdraw the mind from the sense objects. If you do these three things, means two do's and one don't, then mind will be satisfied. And when mind is satisfied, you will be equipoised. Satisfaction of the mind is very, very important. Okay? It's not rocket science, very simple. But our mind is very complex in Kali Yuga. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bhagavatam.